Opening a new business and need business cards? Want to create flyers or posters for that special meeting? Going to an expo and need banners or promotional items? Minuteman Press in Largo is the answer for all your print needs. Located at 2475 East Bay Drive in Largo, Minuteman Press not only does excellent work, but they are also super fast and priced right. They can design anything you need and provide you with direct mail promotions, calendars, brochures, presentation folders, digital services, labels, and much more. You can contact Minuteman Press at 727-535-3800 or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com. If you need any type of printing or promotional items, there is nobody better than Minuteman Press Largo. Call them today, 727-535-3800, or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com.
For the Brian Cash Clause Show, and now here he is, the host with the most, Mr. Brian Cash Clause.
Well, good afternoon, Tampa Bay. We are in the studio today with Eric from Minuteman Press in Largo, Adam from Red Rooster Antiques, and Rick from Unique Design Studios, right? All right. So what we got going on today, guys? How are you?
Good.
Doing well.
Good.
Great. How are you?
A little bit flare up on the gout.
Hi, Tommy. Tommy's in the studio as well. He's our wonderful,
but
awesome,
but you didn't say, tell everybody who you were.
I'm Tammy from the BCC Coupon Book. All right. So, Adam.
Yes.
How about you tell us a little, is it a new store that you're opening?
It's a new store. It's on US 19 North in Clearwater at the Curlew City Plaza.
Oh, okay.
It's 3113 US Highway 19 North. And this is a continuation of the antique business that we started a long time ago.
All right.
So
in that plaza, what else is in there if somebody was...
There's a lot of different in that plaza. That we're close by to the post office right there.
Okay.
There's.
Okay, I'm trying to picture which plaza it is.
It's right across the street from Home Depot. We're right there, before Curlew.
All right, so are you in the plaza like with Joe's TV?
Yes, that's the one, Joe's TV.
I know
TV,
exactly
yes.
where you are.
Yes.
Okay, great. So that's right before you approach, if you're going north.
That's
that
correct.
Would be on your right-hand
yeah,
side
right.
before you get to Curlew.
That's a great location, I think.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Our sign is a little bit obscured because it's a tree. you're right on it, and then, oh, okay, I see it. But I think eventually it'll be fine.
All right, so what kind of things do you have in the store?
We sell everything from 18th century to right up to the mid-century modern and 1970s, 60s, 70s. So we have like a smattering of a lot of different periods and styles.
Awesome.
Some's funky, some's more traditional. So that's really good.
Yes, very, very good. So anybody who's looking for, you know, some last-minute Christmas gifts can pop on in see what you have.
Yes, that's right. our slated opening date is January the 1st, but, you know, if we're in the shop and we're moving in, if you want to bang on the window, I'm not going to kick you out.
And if anybody happens to be listening, you still do have your location that's in St. Pete as well.
We have one at the Skyway Marina Mall, and we also, I have a space at... Antique Marketplace in Pinellas Park.
Okay.
They also have bay auctions right there.
Awesome. So at the one in Pinellas Park, is that open only on certain days or weekends? Or
that's open, I think it's 7 days a week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Great.
So that's great.
Awesome. So yeah, anybody looking for any Christmas gifts? Anybody that loves antiques or anything that's
we
just
have
cool?
every range too. So it's not not just really high, and it's not low. It's we have high and middle range. So it's great.
Okay. Awesome. Very good. So is there a number that anybody can call if they have any questions?
Yes. The number is 860-661-2071.
perfect. And also, you buy things as well?
We buy, we sell, we trade. Okay, cool. Yeah. And what we're trying to do is work. We want to do more, do estate sales. I've done that before.
Oh, perfect.
And that can be really fun. It's a lot of hard work, but I really like it. And we're honest. And, you know, it usually works out pretty well for people.
Awesome. Very cool. So anybody who maybe needs some cash for Christmas
has
some things that grandma left them,
we've already had people coming in and saying, oh, you know, I have this, I want to sell. It's like, that's good, but hopefully we can sell something too.
All right. Well, that's great.
That's great.
All right. And Eric, how are you doing today?
Not bad. I was telling these guys a little earlier, I got a little case of the gout. I don't know if anyone ever had gout, but it's very, very painful. But on the brighter side, though, I got a steroid shot, so you feel like Superman.
Well, that's good. Well, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry you're going through that.
Yeah.
Never went through that myself, but I had an uncle that used to get flare-ups, and it was mainly because of what he ate and stuff like that.
Here's a crazy thing, though. I even lost 50 pounds this last year trying to eat the right things. But I just can't kick the beer. I just can't do it.
Well, I tell you, you know what helps though? It's a natural thing, and it actually helps with a lot of things. Apple cider vinegar.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that before.
You know, seriously,
it's tough though.
You know? I mean, you should just drink it like in the morning. Like put it in some apple juice and just slam it.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, just slam it.
A couple ounces of the apple cider with just water.
Yeah, see, I just, you're not supposed to drink it straight, but I actually, my gallbladder bothers me, and when I start feeling like, I will just, like, do a shot of it, and I do it straight, and then drink some water. I tell you what, the pain, I'm not even kidding, goes away within, like, 10 seconds.
Wow.
Like, 10 seconds.
Okay.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that I've actually, I felt it. Like a gallstone, I felt it pass through. Because that's what happens when you get like a gallbladder attack. One of the stones actually gets trapped in the passageway, and it backs up all the bile, and then it can explode. Like really, that's why you have to go to the hospital if it gets real bad. You have a fever or whatever. But I tell you what, that apple cider vinegar and lemon juice.
Miracle.
Lemon juice from like real lemons. And apple cider vinegar, because they told me, you're going to need your gallbladder out. This is like 10 years ago. And I was like, not having surgery if I don't have to.
Right. It really works.
It really does. Wow. Like I still eat pretty much what I want, but I can tell if I eat something that's fried or whatever sometimes, and I'll start to feel like, especially if I have a couple drinks and like eat at Wing House or something. I was like, okay. But it really does work. It really does.
I have both those things at home, and I'm sure that my wife's probably listening right now, and she hates that stuff. So I am not going to be drinking
alcohol. All right. It's right behind you.
I'm not going to be driving you.
Yeah, it really does work, but it helps filter the system. Like, I don't know how it's like, it's amazing. But I get the, when it has, it's what you call mothers in it. It's got the pieces kind of the apple in it still.
Yeah.
But they have it at Walmart usually.
Okay.
It's called Bragg's, and it's a really good one.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah. I tasted it, I remember like 10 years ago or something, maybe when I first got it. And I just drank it straight, and I was like,
My God. The apple juice tastes even like, so much sweeter when you do it with the apple juice. You know what I mean?
So
mix
it.
You can mix it, or if you can stand it, just,
My buddy's like, just drink it.
I was going to try it just for weight loss, because it was supposed to help your metabolism.
It does, actually. Yeah.
Oh, so
I have
like
to say.
It's like a wonder drink.
It's like a wonder drink,
It helps with a lot of things. I've told Brian so many times, like every day, I bought it for him. I'm like, drink this. You need to drink it.
I think I'm in the wrong business.
Yeah. And it's natural, so
That's right.
Yeah.
That's the good part about
So I went off on my little apple cider vinegar tangent now.
I'll take it, though. If it fixes me, now I go to the doctor, say I'm good.
So you have Minuteman Press in Largo. So tell us a little bit about it, things you have going on there.
Yeah, so this month we actually, just the COVID thing's been just tough all around and stuff. And I'm really trying to help out new businesses and such. So I'm always keep trying to see what I can do to help them out. You know, so right now this month, and I'll probably continue to next month too, is one is free design charges, not charging for any design.
Oh, nice.
And also on top of that, you know, for with new business, I'm trying to do like free business cards with any order. You know, and that's over $100.
Yeah.
Close to $200 value, you know, just people can get off and running, because it's just tough out there these days.
And that's great, you know, especially for a new business. You know, there's so many things people have all these questions. Absolutely. Oh, what should I do? Should I get this promo? material or that or that. But definitely the one thing you absolutely need is a business card. So if you order signs or any kind of anything, you get free business cards with your order. So that's great.
Yep. It's good to know. Yep, absolutely.
Yes, you know. Very good to know.
And then the other thing we're doing is I just keep trying to promote out there because the city of Largo came down and actually interviewed me one day. Was I got a website. It's called bouncebackusa.com, and it's a free website for any locals to go there and advertise for free to let other businesses know you're open. And it's bouncebackusa.com. No strings attached. Mm-hmm. Free for local businesses.
That is great. You know, we need all the help we can get these days with networking and any new ways that we can help each other. You know, that's what we do all day is just interacting with business owners. And, you know, it's tough out there right now.
We got to have each other's back.
We definitely do. And all I can say is to everybody listening, buy local, buy local, buy local. Forget those big box stores.
Yeah. I agree.
And it's so much more, you know, personal coming in and actually buying something that nobody else has, you know.
Oh, for sure.
You know, that's the thing about most of these stores. They it's all the same stuff. It's all made in China. And you can get something like a unique gift, something that means something to someone.
You know, and that's the whole thing about buying gifts for people is you want to get something that comes from the heart and that person is going to enjoy.
That's
not just something that 20,000 people have purchased at the same store, you know?
You know, it's like it's a disposable society. So this is a perfect thing. You're actually saving the environment also.
Right.
You know, and you have things that you can actually pass on to somebody that's actually beautiful.
Absolutely.
You know? And you can actually buy a piece of artwork for almost the same price as you can go to like one of these big box stores and buy some cheap thing from China.
Right.
It's so much better.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. But what it does is it supports our community where
that's
we
correct.
Live.
That's right.
You know, all of us depend on, you know, people to come in and spend their dollars. I mean, it's important. Our economy is very, I don't know, up and down right now.
Shaky,
yeah, and I'm especially here where we live, it's a little different even than the rest of the country if you think about it, because we rely on a season.
Right.
You know, here in Florida, we definitely rely on everybody coming to visit and spending their dollars in our communities. And this year, you know, it's a little tougher because there are people here, don't get me wrong, from a lot of places, but a lot of our friends from Canada, they are not here this year. So that has absolutely affected our economy. So we especially need to make sure, stop by the small mom and pop store. You know, bypass that big store.
keep local dollars local.
And for I just invested in 100 gallons of maple syrup. What am I going to do?
No, I didn't.
Get the warehouse.
It is National Maple Syrup Day. Did you know that?
No, you're kidding me.
I swear.
Are you serious?
It is.
I must be channeling you or something. Are you serious?
It really is. And I learned that from my graphic artist. They do a show in the morning, and that's what their one of their topics was today. It is National Maple Syrup
Day. That's funny.
Day.
That's funny.
That's hilarious. I really thought you knew that.
I guess so.
Right? Wow. All right. So what else? I mean, you do signage, you do banners.
Yes, we basically do everything from, you know, promotional products and basically, you know, all types of printing. You know, you think it, we ink it, you know.
I like that.
And I like what the gentleman said over there a few minutes ago is, you know, in the printing and the graphics, too, is you can tailor things for people.
That's right.
And really put something into it. And that's what I've done for a couple people this year. Instead of just, hey, I'm going to Walmart and buying, you know, the same stuff.
Yeah.
Is you can craft it, and especially antique. You can go
and
you know, because I got some antique stuff that means a lot to me. Some Avon stuff, some old trains, some old baseballs. And it's, you know, that's where you really
It's something that means something.
Yes.
The same thing with, you know, both what you're doing. You know, it's your personalizing,
right?
And that's you know, you don't really get that a lot in this society anymore.
Right.
So that's good.
That's a good way to put it.
Yes, that's awesome. I also you do printing, just copies and things like that as well, right?
Yes, we do. Yeah.
And I'll tell you why I asked that. I know there are people out there listening, going through the exact same situation as me. For the last 6 months, I have not been able to purchase ink for my printer. Really? I actually purchased another printer just to get the ink because there is a shortage out there. I don't know if it is because things are coming from China. I mean, I really don't understand what it is.
Ink, huh?
I have been looking for 6 months, and I'm not even kidding, from Pinellas Park to Pasco. I have been to every single store.
I know a partner who does that.
Every single store that you can purchase ink at, and they have not had my ink for either printer.
You're just talking about like an inkjet printer?
Just ink. Yeah. Yes, just ink.
Okay.
So,
good to know. Yeah, I didn't know that either. I'm in the business.
Yeah. Really, you know, okay. I need copies all the time. Like, I need to print ads. And so I have to go outside right now to print things because I literally have nothing left in my printer.
Yeah. Almost like toilet paper.
Well, it's crazy, right? The crazy things that you can't purchase right now.
No, the crazy thing is I like Old Bay, and you can't buy that either. It's like it's gone. It's
That's crazy.
Yeah, I love that stuff. Yeah.
You know what else? Yeah. Christmas lights. Try to find some right now. Try.
Really?
Okay. Try to find some for your Christmas tree. I'm not even kidding. I have also been to, I think 12 stores. 12 stores because my lights went out from last year, which I know that. Yeah. And I just want the colored lights for my tree. And guess what? I have none. Wow. I have been everywhere. The whole shelf where lights should be are empty.
That's insane. I mean,
empty.
They got stacks of that. Stacks of that.
Last year, you could walk into a 7-Eleven and you got roll.
Right. Well, the only thing that I have seen out is in a couple places, like a Dollar General or something like that, they had like the 50 strand clear lights, which I don't like the clear lights and I don't. Right. Want a short little strand like that. I need a lot of lights. So,
yeah, they're for like
anyways.
A
well, you can hand paint them, right?
Not me.
You don't have
not me.
No.
I don't know.
I don't think that would work.
It would be a very green Christmas, boy.
Right?
Yes.
So, yeah, I can't find Christmas lights. There's no ink to buy. Like,
wow.
But I actually am going to need a whole bunch of copies because the problem is, like, I have to give all my work to my accountant, which I have to print all my statements.
Right.
And it's going to be hundreds and hundreds of pages.
Wow.
And guess what? I have no ink.
Wow.
So
bring it on by. Yeah. Hop on by.
Here's your man.
Yes. Definitely.
Put a little ink on there.
Yeah, everybody, if you can't find ink either, go see Minuteman Largo. That's Eric. And tell us your address and where we can find you.
2475 East Bay Drive, right off of Starkey, next to Starbucks. And the number is 727-535-3800. Stop by and see us. We'll hook you up.
For sure. So that's really almost at the intersection of Starkey and East Bay.
Yes. Yep. Almost right on the on the corner there.
Right by Starbucks.
Yeah, it is. Stop by and have a coffee.
And if you pass it like I did the first time, you can park at Bros Pizza and walk right over.
A lot of people do that. That's awesome.
I did that because I was like, I'm not doing a whole U-turn to come back and do all that.
That's 10 minutes.
So, yep. Which everybody go see Bros Pizza too because they really have awesome pizza. They are also our client.
Yep. We're
and Alti. Congratulations again for having your baby, and I know you've had her for a little while now, but congratulations. Got to stop by Bros Pizza right there on East Bay, too. So have some lunch, go get some printing done, and there you go.
Yeah. Boom.
Yes. All right. So, Rick, you are a graphic designer.
Yes, I am.
You want to grab that mic around just for this one right here for a second?
Oh, yeah.
We'll just, we'll no share. We all right. share. All right. So, what do you do? Like, what is your business?
It's a graphic design studio.
Okay.
We specialize in print design. We actually work with Minuteman Press. They're actually quoting some jobs right now.
Oh, great.
But, yeah, we mainly do custom design work. And apply that to custom printing.
Okay.
So you don't like when people call me, they're not looking for just a standard trifold brochure. They're looking at something that has special die cutting to it, some foil. They're out of the box thinking. All the way out
so
the door.
So let me ask you.
Very cool.
This is another. I'm always needing something, or someone I know needs something. Die cutting.
Yeah.
You do that there.
No, I don't do that. I would.
Oh, so you would do that,
yes,
Eric?
Yes.
Yeah, he would. Yeah.
Okay, this is the question I have.
He's the design.
Yeah, I would put the design together
okay.
of how it needs to be die cut.
Okay, because what it is my boyfriend breaks gaskets on his four-wheeler and his bike all the time. And what he has done is he wants to cut out a gasket. Instead of keep buying them.
Yeah.
Oh, make a die for
so,
it.
Yeah.
Make a die for it. it's actually funny you mention that because I once I did a business card that was done on a very thin metal material. Mm-hmm. And what we did was we got all the different nuts and bolts shapes, standard sizes for bikes. And so we did a business card for a bike shop. And the it had all the different sizes. So if you're out there riding your bike, you take it and you just put it in your pocket or whatever. Wow, and if something starts coming loose, then you can just use it as like a little wrench.
Great. Oh, hey, yeah. That is a great idea.
That's unique.
Yeah.
Design Studio.
That is absolutely unique. I might need to talk to you before Christmas.
Me too. That's pretty cool.
That is very cool. Yeah, because he's always needing a gasket, and then they're hard to find sometimes for depending on, because he has like 6 bikes now. So he's always working on something.
Sounds like my boy, he's got like 6.
But yeah, he actually also works on other people, so he's always ordering things for them as well, too. Yeah. So.
Good for him. That's awesome.
Yeah, so good to know. I mean, believe it or not, you can get bike gaskets from Minuteman Press.
Yeah. It's amazing what you can do nowadays when you really, you know, start to think about, you know, how to put stuff together, you know, just in designing. I mean, you can come up with some different ideas. I mean, I did a campaign for Disney years and years and years ago when I was still working with studios.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if anybody has kids, but Disney did a campaign. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say the D word. But a big theme park, just known throughout the world, did like a get into the park for free on your birthday.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Yeah, and so we did that campaign.
You did? Cool.
Yeah, we helped with that campaign.
Right.
And that's kind of why I got into having my own studio and calling it Unique Design Studios, because like with the girls, we did a princess theme.
Uh-huh.
And so we did these little handheld mirrors.
Oh, cool.
And we put little carnival mirrors inside of them so that they, you know, they had fun with them. Just different girl things, little princess things. And then on the boys at the time, Pirates of the Caribbean was like a really big thing.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if anybody remembers Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But,
yeah.
Jack Sparrow had that compass.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a crazy one.
Yeah, Johnny Depp. Yeah, he had that compass. And so that theme park, you know, came back to us and said, okay, we want some kind of keepsake item. We want something unique.
Right.
You know, start thinking of something. Mm-hmm. So he knows about lenticular printing. So what we did was we made the compass, but we printed it on lenticular, so it looked like the compass was always moving.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I mean,
hey, that's a collectible. Yeah. You might see one of those come through your store at Red Rooster Antiques one day.
Wait a minute.
You know, that's the funny thing about this business. Some things that are collectible now are not really that really old, but super valuable. And you can have a piece of furniture that's like from the 18th century and it's pretty reasonable.
Yeah.
And you have something that they made, you know, 15 years ago and it's like astronomical.
Right.
It's all over.
Supply and demand.
Yep. Yeah, I've noticed things from the 80s are very, very popular.
Yes.
Very
popular.
Yes.
So you hit it right there, the 80s. Which
it kind of reminds me of that scene from the, what was it, Back to the Future when he saw the antique store, and they showed like the old
memory.
Mac computer. You know,
And
I'm going, that's not an antique. That was a cool toy. It was a cool computer.
Good memory. I do remember that.
Where I am at the shop, my partner, CJ Horner, he's going to be there, and we have this guy that's, his name's Austin Miller. He's 21 years old, and he repairs all these like tube radios.
But
he, my friend Austin Miller, he is going to be in the shop, and he's amazing. He's 21 years old, and he does like Victrolas and jukeboxes and clocks, and it's just amazing to see this kid do this. And he's unbelievable.
Got the mind. He's got the gear.
And me and my friend CJ are just like, I can't believe that he's doing this. You
that's
know?
Awesome.
That, yeah, I just wanted to say that because here's someone that's younger that's getting interested in this, because you think, someone that's that age wouldn't be, but he's amazing.
Well, you know, I'm going to have to stop
that's
by
awesome.
And see you too and probably send someone to you, only because I know someone who has several very, very old vintage watches and pocket watches and things like that. I don't know if he would be able to.
I think he does, but there's also someone in the strip mall there that does. He does Rolex, though.
Yeah, these ones.
And he's good.
I know my friend has taken him to a couple different, you know, places around the area. Nobody's really been very good at working on them because they're super, like, I don't know, probably from the 1700s, maybe.
Oh, wow. Oh yeah, that's
like really old.
Yeah, he's repaired pieces like that. It's
yeah,
because
it's pretty basic on the inside. It's just people don't. You might even have to probably create something
well,
that
what
might
happens
have been broken.
Is the gears wear down. Yeah, and they just won't work afterwards.
Right.
So, yeah, so he's amazing.
Hey, after 200 years, you know.
Right.
I'm 57. Sometimes like three.
Awesome.
That's good.
So yeah. So clocks and music boxes. I know a lot of people might have some music boxes that need repairing. Yeah.
And he does that too.
That's awesome.
So we're really glad that he's in with us.
Great.
Yeah.
You know, and my partner CJ, so it's gonna be a good mix of people and they're good people. That's,
yeah.
How'd you find him? I'm just curious. How'd you find that young
Well, I opened up at
genius.
The Skyway I was at the Skyway Mall. And we were there for quite a while. We're still there. And he just came in, and he was, like, looking at all these, you know, radios I had. And I had a Victrola, and he was all interested in that. And he's just amazing at you know, that he could repair
it. He just hones right into it.
I couldn't believe how old, because I thought he was, like, 28, 30. And he's 21 years old. He was 20 then. And he could just take things apart and just repair it.
That's amazing. That's awesome.
So,
awesome,
yeah,
awesome.
And Skyway Mall has been really good for us, but this is close to where we live.
Right.
I mean, we're like an hour and a half every day going back
and forth.
Oh, boy,
I've done that.
You know, I feel like I've driven the United States like three or four times since I've lived here. Well,
I feel you. Well, I drive all day.
Yeah, the lights are so long.
So that's the thing I'm glad about the location we're at.
Oh, great. That's awesome. Yeah, I drive all day. I moved about a year ago up to Holiday, which is on the very tip of our
area. Kind of like,
But I go from there all the way down to Pinellas Park and to St. Pete. And all. You might talk to me 20 minutes later, I'm in Largo. And then I'm in Clearwater. Then I might be in Pinellas Park. And then I might be all the way back in Tarpon. So
that's the good thing about this, that it encompasses this whole area.
Right, right. Yeah. That's awesome. All right, guys. Well, we do have a guest on the line. We have Gary. Are you there, Gary?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, Gary. Gary is from the Boy Scouts of America. So how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing terrific, actually.
Awesome. So do you have any special things going on right now for Christmas?
Well, yeah.
I knew it.
You know that I work with a lot of youth groups in Pinellas County.
Yes.
And one of these is called Friends of the Children.
Cool.
And what they do is they mentor kids all the way through for 12 and a half years.
Wow.
And they'll stick with a kid until they're done.
That's awesome.
And so anyway, they've been having a fundraiser, and they're short about 5 G's. And if anybody wants to kick in toward this, you just go to www.friendstampabay.
www.friendstampabay. I'm sorry.
Real easy, right? And so they're having their end of the year drive. And if anybody wants to kick into that, I personally know these guys, and they're outstanding.
All right.
So basically what happens is a lot of kids don't have a father in the family.
Mm-hmm.
So they supply the mentor.
Great.
And he stays with that one kid until he graduates from high school.
That's awesome. You know, and I think that's super important, because you actually form a real relationship with this child.
For sure.
And you show how much you really care. That, you know, that makes a big difference. I've worked a lot in the past with, you know, foster kids and things like that, and that is one of the biggest problems. They get kicked around so much to so many different people that you never are able to form a bond, because you're just thinking, I'm just going to not be here for that long anyway, so I'm going to be moved. So that is super important, and I've never even heard of that, so that is great.
That is.
Friends of the Children.
Yeah, you know that I work with foster kids, too.
You do everything. Gary is amazing. Wow. I am so serious. He does so much.
Heart of gold.
So much for our community.
That's
so
right.
much for our children, which is our future. Gary, that's his entire life, honestly. I mean, every time I talk to him, he is doing something for someone that is very selfless and just to help. And you're just awesome. Thank
that's
you so
awesome.
Much, Gary, for being who you are.
Well, thank you. And I've got another thing.
Oh.
You know those foster kids and the kids that are got single parent families?
Yes.
Well, they're not getting a Christmas gift this year.
Right.
So, listen. We got 16,000 bags of toys and we're giving them out to these kids, and they're doing a car thing where they go around and then they open up the windows and we put in a disinfected toy in through the window. And we have 16,000 kids that we're distributing these to over the
amazing.
Next week.
Yeah, very cool.
That's
and
great.
This is from the Clearwater Community Center.
Oh, that's awesome. That just melts my heart.
He does do it all.
And then our little girl. You remember the little girl with the bicycle?
I do, yes.
Well, we did the fundraiser, you remember, for her bicycle.
Yep, for Fuse Therapy. I was definitely out there. For Presley. Presley was the little girl, actually.
Presley, what? That's right.
Yes.
Well, what happened is we were supposed to raise $2,000 additional dollars to get her bicycle.
Right.
And we messed up. We raised $7,000.
Oh, my gosh. That is amazing.
That's a pretty good message.
That is amazing. You know, I talked to Amanda last week, actually, which I'm sure more of this money has come in since then. But she was telling me how, you know, more donations were coming through. I mean, this event was amazing. This little girl, she's 4 years old, and she has cerebral palsy. And so the thing that she wanted to do the most out in the neighborhood with her friends and, you know, her family, she wanted to ride a bicycle. Mm-hmm. The only way she was able to do that, though, because it's a corrective bicycle, right. is it was special made and they're very expensive, was when she went to therapy with Amanda. That's the only time she was able to ride the bike, but that's when they realized how much she loved it. Like, she just was so happy. So Amanda started saying, you know, basically we had a fundraiser. She was planning it for almost 6 months. It was a little difficult because of COVID and everything that was happening,
yeah.
but got it done, got all these people to come out. It was just an amazing event. And then Gary got involved.
Wow.
And look what has happened. Now a couple other children will be able to get those bikes
yeah.
as well.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes. Yeah, the bikes are specially made just for that particular child. They make it for their needs. You know, it's not just a standard bike that you just go purchase someplace.
It's custom built.
Yes, it is custom built and for that specific child's needs. And if you go to our Facebook, you can check out the videos of her actually getting the bike and the event. The smile on her face when she actually took off, there was no stopping her.
You can't put a price tag on it.
Exactly.
You know,
a lot of children came out. The event was actually at Wounded Warriors Ranch in Pinellas Park, which has been 100% built and donated by the Wounded Warriors Foundation, which I met the gentleman and his father out there. They helped with the event and everything, and they're about to actually put in a kayaking area for... Oh. You know, vets or anybody really, disabled or people that want to learn how to kayak. So, they'll teach you even how to, you know, hook it up to if you have a car, you know, because it's actually a lot
important.
More difficult than you think lift a kayak if you aren't able to, you know.
Right.
But they can teaching them how to do it themselves.
Wow.
And then also just getting them used to being out there, being on the water. How is it going to be, you know, when they actually go out? So they're going to be starting that project very soon right there at the
very
Wounded
nice.
Warrior. Place and it was an amazing event, and thank you so much, Gary. Like, that you're awesome.
Well, I got one more thing.
All right.
Wow.
as you know, in scouting for the last 2 years, we had families come in. In other words, both the male and female child could be part of scouting. And this coming year, we're going to have our first Eagle Scout from a female troop.
All right.
That's good.
So there's 7 of them, I believe, right now in the United States. And she's going to be our first from Tampa Bay.
All right. Nice. Very cool. Very, very cool. That's awesome. I really wish that I could have been a scout when I was little.
Well, there you go, you see.
Yes.
So basically why we did this is because typically both parents are working,
mm-hmm.
and they can only go to one venue at a time.
Right.
Makes sense.
So we decided the girls usually hung out.
Right.
But now they can actually participate.
See, that's awesome. Yeah. I've told you before, all my brothers, I have 4 brothers, they were all in the Boy Scouts and all of that. And you are 100% correct. I would sit over on the sidelines just watching them do all this cool stuff, especially when they did the Pine Derby race.
Yeah.
I always wanted my own car. And guess what? A girl won the Pine Derby here this year in her little pink car.
Tell them what she said on the car.
Oh, I forget.
You remember?
No. What did she
say? Okay, she had painted on the car.
I remember now.
Boys drool, girls rule.
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
Yep,
that's
and good. She won. So that's awesome. And you know what? That makes it so much better for parents. Like, sometimes I think parents say, I'm not going to put my children in anything because I can't take my daughter here and my boy here, so it's not really fair.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Especially if you're a single parent. How are you going to be 2 places at once?
Yeah.
So this way, they get to participate and they can be together. That's awesome.
Better.
Yes, very much better.
Better plan.
Thank you so much, Gary. So are you still taking donations for anything?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Basically, I'm trying to meet our end-of-year goal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the finance chair for our district.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a thing called the Friends of Scouting.
Yes.
And what this does is it pays for our operating expenses, and in some cases we can sponsor kids in scouting.
Awesome.
So we had COVID. We had some parents, single parents that were out of work. So we're trying to make up the difference right now so none of their kids have to leave scouting because they can't afford it.
Awesome.
So you could just go to TampaBayScouting.org and check out the donation page and just make a donation. And it'll all go towards this.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And again, Gary, thank you so much for what you do in our community. Gary's right here in Clearwater, helping the people that live in our communities, you know,
doing
business with our local businesses. Even a couple of our clients, he has actually hired one of our solar guys. They're going to be putting solar in at the camp.
Amazing.
Yeah. So, you know, we're all just trying to help each other and do networking. And I try to do the best I can for talking about you all the time because you're just awesome.
Well, thank you. And then any businesses out there that are having difficulty, tell them to call me.
Okay.
And I have some management consultants that will help them.
Awesome. All right. Any business owners out there can call Gary. What's your number, Gary?
727-642-9240.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And
Sure.
If you want to just hang on, we're going to get some more information about our guys in the studio right now, how people can contact them. So, Adam, how can we find you at Red Rooster Antiques?
At 30113 U.S. Highway 19 North,
right,
Clearwater. Right across the street from Home Depot, and we're in Curlew City Plaza.
Right on the right-hand side before you get to Curlew.
Just before you get to Curlew on the right-hand side. And also the telephone number is 860-661-2071.
All right.
Give me the ad for the cash.
And line. Eric, how can we find you?
Absolutely. Minuteman Press Largo, 2475 East Bay Drive. Right there on the corner of Starkey, next to Starbucks. Stop by, have a coffee, get something printed. Phone number is 727-535-3800. See you soon.
All right. And Rick?
I don't have an actual brick and mortar. I'm right now working out of the house. But you can reach me at my website, which is www.u-niquedesignstudios.com. And if you want to give me a call directly, it's 818-970-6418.
And what do you do, Rick?
I do custom graphic design. I mainly work with printers like Minuteman Press, but I do more unique projects, unique in every fashion, from the folding to custom packaging, all the way down to like unique promotional products. If I had a second, I was going to mention about one promotional product I did.
Sure.
Just to kind of give you an idea how unique we get sometimes. I had a gentleman that him and his brother were just getting out of the Marines. He had just got discharged, and his brother was getting ready to get out in 6 months afterwards. They decided they wanted to come up with a website for employment for veterans, because he was sick and tired of going to other employment websites, and they say, well, you're a Marine, so all you know how to do is hold a gun. But this guy was great with data entry. He was, he had business skills. So they decided to open up their own website for veterans, for just employment only. And he decided to go to a trade show. And the trade show he went to was one of those weekend gun shows, which was great because you have a lot of veterans that show up there, sure. But a lot of the veterans aren't going looking for a website to get hired on to work. They're going to buy product. So he contacted me and said, work up the logo design, which I did. And then when it came time for the promotional product, he needed something that he was really going to drive people to get to his booth. So I came up with this idea to do his logo and address and contact info on a shot glass. But the shot glass was shotgun shells.
Wow.
Yeah, and he did 1,000 of them. He was going to be there Friday, Saturday, Sunday. He was out of 1,000 of them by Saturday morning.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a good promotion.
Yeah, it is. So, I mean...
You're very creative then, too.
Yeah, and that's what's different between me and a lot of other...
Where do you operate your out of?
In Clearwater, over by Cove K.
Okay. How long have you been a graphic artist?
I've been doing graphic design for 20 years now. And wow. I went rogue on my own back in 2008 when the economy was starting to go bad.
Good for you.
Yeah, and 2012, my wife and I left California, came back to Florida, and just been doing it ever since on my own.
Wow. So do you ever use his services?
We work together.
Actually, he's...
And did you know that Minuteman Press was going to be here?
No, Eric? I had no idea.
Is that kind of like, if it's, you can say it's odd or it's
yeah.
God?
Yeah.
It is kind of, and what's really funny is that his shop is actually quoting some jobs right now for me. Yeah, some custom work that.
Yeah, I see how it flows around?
Yeah, no, I think we're doing some artwork too. We're just getting earlier.
Yeah, so that's, if I told you that you would be here and you're already doing business with him, people wouldn't believe you, almost, right?
Yeah.
It's odd, it's God.
Yeah,
tomato.
It's an IBM.
Yeah.
Do you know what an IBM is?
No, the computer.
Do you know what an IBM is?
I'm a computer.
Yeah.
You know what an IBM is? It's an itty-bitty miracle.
Oh, you told me that one time.
That's a good one.
Do you think
I should have known that one.
Do you think we can come up with, and I never do this, right, in all the shows, but do you think we can come up with if we each of us put $25 in, and I don't want to put you on the spot if you don't got it, but give Gary $100 for, what's the latest project you're doing? Did you hear about the kid, and we ended up getting two bikes
that
now?
That guy. Wow, that guy's
Did you show the picture of the girl getting the bicycle?
I didn't show it, but I told everyone they can go to BCC Coupon Books LLC Facebook and watch the video.
Yep,
okay.
I've seen it.
All right, you seen it?
Yep, I seen it.
Did you see it?
No.
Did you send it to all the clients, to a link? That's what maybe you should do. also, because that's the stuff you would know, computers.
Yeah.
So what we did is they ended up, Gary, how many bikes did it end up getting? We tried to get one. We ended up getting how many?
I don't know how many bikes we got, but we ended up, we were supposed to raise $2,000. We raised over $7,000 in 48 hours.
Amazing. And a big part of that was from our clients, right? From the BCC. Yep. Right.
That's great.
Right. Because I know you were saying, like, one guy did it anonymously. We know that really purchased the bike, right? But then I'm talking to him, and listen to this. He never tells me. Right? Right? He never tells me. Is that something? You know, the best way to give is you give and you ask no reward.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Or you love with no price tag.
Right.
Right. You know, and if you can live life that way, it's a great way of living. And do it anonymously.
Yeah.
Let your friends, like, do the talking about you. Did I tell you how great
there
I am?
There you go.
Okay. No, anonymously, right? Because because you trust that your actions, your experience through your actions of what you accomplish will speak for you.
Yeah.
Right? And your friends can talk about you. And can you do this, right? I'll ask everybody, can you do this where you put other people, where you don't have your ambitions are not first, but the ambitions of the well-being of everybody is first? Can you do that? Take your ambitions out of the equation.
Yeah.
Can you, you know, help people?
Absolutely. I got a shirt actually says, I am second. And people ask me, what does that mean? I go, well, that means people are ahead of me and my family's ahead of me. And so that's pretty cool. Yeah, that
right. Without you, there's no me.
Right? Yep.
And that our common welfare comes first, right? And that's how you have unity, because with unity, things go forward. Did I go too off on that? Okay. I like to...
Makes sense.
Makes sense, though? Okay.
Yep.
I hope he's tuned in. This is Pinnell. Can I just do a... I'll actually let you read that. I'll let you do that one. And I'll let you do that one.
I forgot my glasses again.
Oh, I see. But anyhow, I'm going to do the... And then I'd like to talk about who's this note for. Matt, are you on the phone?
Yes, I am. I got some jokes for you.
All right, okay. Tell a couple jokes, buddy.
Okay. Also, I just want to shout out, you were talking about unity, and I work in Falls Church, Virginia at the Unity Club as an assistant manager for 12-step recovery spiritual programs. And I just wanted to say, like, you know, not to get too religious, but from what you were saying, it reminded me of the book of Corinthians, where they talk about, despite what science and math would teach you, 1 + 1 = 2, in the spiritual world, 1 + 1 = 1. Now, let's try to give it a little bit of levity with these jokes.
All right.
All right. What do you call a dinosaur that's sleeping?
Dead.
A dino snore.
Dino snore.
We got to have some laughter from the audience, Don.
What is fast, loud, and crunchy?
Crunchy.
A rocket chip.
Oh, God.
Why did the teddy bear say no to dessert? Because she was stuffed. What has ears and cannot hear? A cornfield. What did the left eye say to the right eye? Between us, something smells.
There you go.
What do you get when you cross a vampire and a snowman? Frostbite. Okay. What did one plate say to the other plate? Dinner's on me.
Oh, God. This is all good stuff. So you got to admit, we are a high-class show here. So let's see.
Dinner's on us.
So can...
Hey, Brian.
What?
Brian.
Yes.
Okay. I just told Tammy that we're giving out toys to 16,000 kids.
What a blessing. Thank you.
Wow. So
okay,
can
anybody wants to donate to that?
Can we get everybody
also giving food and clothing? They can go to Clearwater Community Volunteers.
All right, who wants to give
Clearwater Community Volunteers.org?
Okay. whenever we come short, right? I never do this. Hey, Tommy, have I ever done this? But I'm just led to do this. Can we come up with $100? Can we? I'll come up with $25.
Yeah.
Is that too much? Because I don't like putting people on the spot like that. Is $25
too
much?
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
Is 25 too much? If it is,
no, it's not.
Is 25 too much?
In pesos or?
In pesos.
No, I only have rupees.
I never do this. So you can ask for in the 20. I just something tell me we got to come up with at least $100 toward these toys. That 16,000. He
He's
really
got a lot
does.
Going on.
We have video and all stuff that we say we do. Like when we did the thing for St. Jude's Hospital, we came up with $45,000.
Wow.
And all the checks were made out to the doctor. So, like, this deal here that we just did for the bicycle, none of the checks were made out to us. Right, Gary?
That's right.
Right, so this way there's no money mingling.
Right.
Like, it just, you can't
it's
even...
straight.
It's straight, right? So who do you make the check out to? And I forget the doctor's name. We had the doctor's name. I think his name was Dr. Lee, if I remember correctly. And we got 45, and we came in there with a box of checks and said, here.
That is a box.
And then we did an event at the Marriott where we had it all catered with magic shows and singers and all people that showed up, you know, were doctors and lawyers and all that. And we did a live radio show, actually, from the event also.
That's cool.
And again, oh, the point thing. How many points do you have?
Points.
Remember, can you do good and not tell no one?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Anyhow, let me do my commercials. Okay, ready? Go. Before we go. You go first. This is Hazy Bear. I got to say this, too. This man is a man of honor. So, anyhow, go ahead. Do the commercial.
All right. Going without my specs here. So, Hazy Bear Smoke Shop. Open late, fast, free delivery. Open through the holidays. Proud to sell American-made glass. They do everything from air fresheners to bubblers to carb caps. Cleaning products, containers, my God, they do it all. Mats, dry herb vapors, dry vapors, water vapors, they do it all, basically. E-liquid, rings, recyclers, vape devices, and more. So stop by there at 1872 Drew Street, Clearwater, hazybear.com. Phone number is 727-223-9606. Come check them out. They're open for business.
And then Hazy Bear, too, is there worldwide. He does a lot of business on the internet where if you need stuff, smoke-type products and stuff like that, he has it all, and he ships it out to you.
He does have it all.
Right? So and then if you want a man that stands, and again, the word I use for him is honor. But if you want a man that stands behind his products, it's called Hazy Bear Smoke Shop. You can get them online. We want to push online. I just found that out.
Okay.
So I want to push online orders for Hazy Bear.
Online.
I've got Bro's Pizza on East Bay Drive, actually right next door to Minuteman Press.
Yep.
A great pizza shop. I mean, they got pizza, subs, you can buy by slices, salads, you name it. They have some great, I mean, my mouth is watering just looking at this right now. And they have deals going on right now, one slice, one salad, one soda for $6, $5.99. You can't beat that. I mean, that's a great deal. And then two slices and a soda for $5.99 also. I mean, it's great. And they got big, huge slices. You got to get the coupon in the BCC catalog. Definitely pick one up so that you can save a lot of money going to this place. They're located at 2535 East Bay Drive in Largo. And you can call them at 727-507-8870.
And then I'm going to do you're going to do it next. But I'm just going to do, there's a hair company. It's a grand opening. It's Laura the Barber, right? She's unbelievable. She's been around forever, but they have a grand opening. It's called Hair Company, and it's right there at San Christopher and Pinehurst. That's Hair Company, grand opening, Laura the Barber. She's such a fun, loving person to be. Go ahead.
Okay, and this is Pinellas Cash Buyers, your local home buyers. We always pay cash. Call us first at 727-947-1375, and it's their email is www.pinellascashbuyers.com.
And what they do is they pay cash for houses. And next week we're actually going to be putting together a 3-minute radio commercial for them. So this way, when we want to do a commercial, we're just going to push it. But if you want cash for your house, Pinellas County, what's the name?
Pinellas Cash Buyers.
Pinellas.
WTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.